The invitation now is to find a posture that supports awareness, attention to this present moment, and balances alertness and relaxation. Whatever that is for you, it can be helpful. Whether you're sitting, standing, or lying down, to have your spine in alignment with your skull, your head. And sometimes people like to rock back and forth or forward and backwards, coming into balance in this moment. And then inviting awareness to fill your body. Maybe starting with your feet, touching cushion or floor, and feeling the feet from the inside out. And allowing awareness to suffuse, soak through the insides of your ankles and calves. Knees and thighs. Allowing awareness to be in your hips and torso. Fill your rib cage just as your lungs are filling with air. Allowing awareness to soak through. Soften the muscles of the mid back, upper back, shoulders. Inviting a sense of the neck, the head, the face from the inside. Perhaps feeling a sense of this whole body, the warmth or cool, tension or relaxation. The integrity of being in a posture or meditation. And then bringing attention consciously to whatever anchor of attention works for you today. You can stay with awareness of the whole body, sensations if you wish, or of the sound coming and going in your space. Or, as all most would give instruction for today, settle your attention on the felt sense of the body breathing. Attuning to whatever feels most comfortable, compelling in the experience of the breath. Perhaps a global sense of the energy of breathing in the body. We're inviting awareness of the movement of the abdomen or chest. Or flow of sensations through the nose or the tip of the lip. Attending with kindness and care, interest to this moment. It can be helpful at the beginning to pay special attention between the different near rising of the breath, the filling of the lungs, the belly, and the release of the out breath. Allowing softening. Attending to the flow of moment to moment experience. Time to time, checking in. And if attention has wandered, welcoming the return of mindful awareness. Almost as if with a friendly smile. Hello. Welcome back. And if attention feels stable in the present moment, The invitation is to stay with whatever anchor feels right for you. Or to open up to the flow of all things, the flow of now. And in the last few minutes of this meditation, the invitation is to cast your mind back, recollect any little glimpses or moments of mindful awareness, calm, peace, goodness that may have flitted by or emerged during this period of practice together. And to soak in them, savor them in your heart, your body, your mind. And from this place of savoring, appreciation, also including any moment of distraction, restlessness, difficulty of whatever kind. Holding that too in kind awareness, trusting that the process of mindfulness, attending to all of who we are, begins a shift towards wholeness, freedom, well-being. And from this place, this inner posture of kind attention, turning your inner gaze outwards towards your fellow practitioners here, virtually or in person, and wishing them well. Knowing that you're receiving those good wishes, even as you're sending them. And then expanding still further. To all of the people your life touches, seen and unseen. May they know peace, freedom from hostility and anxiety, safety and freedom. A few reflections on that. I'm going to start with a short story. This comes from the Zen tradition. And there was a Zen master, Master Ichu, and famous master, and one of his students, I think it may have even been a prominent donor, came to him asking, could you please Write a piece of calligraphy, form a piece of calligraphy for me that encapsulates the heart of Buddhist practice, a character of great wisdom. The master nods. He's a known calligrapher, and he gets out his little ink pot and his brush and this beautiful piece of paper and flows out the character meaning attention. And the student gets a little irritated and he says, attention? What do you mean? I want something wise. Can you write me something else? And so the master nods and looks at the student with great compassion and inscribes the same character again. Attention, attention. And at this point, the student is really frustrated and demands that the master write me something important. And the master nods and smiles again with beneficent compassion and inscribes the character for attention the third time. Attention, attention, attention. So, when asked why, he simply said, attention is the practice, it's the core of the practice. So, it's hard to imagine, this actually arcs among all the traditions, it's hard to imagine just how core this quality of attention is, and how central to developing wisdom and ease, it is to notice where attention is drawn to. And it's a subtle thing. One of my mentors just mentioned something that reminded me that our apparent choices of where we place our attention, and sometimes we do place it on purpose, or where it's drawn, yes, there's conscious will there. And there's also a lot of conditioning. What we even notice, what we even think is important enough to notice, is a product of our own conditioning, our learning. A famous conflict resolution teacher, Sheila Heen, I took a workshop with her a number of years ago at Harvard, and she and her co-teacher were telling a story where they would ask people to come into the conflict resolution class and tell them what they noticed, everything they noticed. And so people report and report and report. And there was kind of a trick answer. It's like, well, we wanted you to tell us how many ceiling tiles there were in the room. And she said, for decades, no one ever knew the answer to that question until one day someone rattled it off just with no problem at all. Not only like the number, but how they were laid out and the kind. Well, it turns out that he had been a ceiling installation person for years. And so he just clocked it whenever he walked into a room. What we notice is a product of our conditioning. And it's possible for our attention to be present even when mindful awareness is completely checked out. So I think it was Sunday, I was puttering around my apartment and I noticed that one of my neighbors was in her car with a young person and another friend or family member. And over again, they were parallel parking behind my car, very deliberately, very slowly. It was really kind of sweet, actually. And at some point I was out taking out the trash or something and they said, oh, thank you for letting us practice parallel parking. And the person driving was a 16-year-old. Brand new driver. So, right? Any of us who drive probably remember it takes a lot of effort to start learning, like to put on the signal, to back up, to know where the edges of the car are, to be able to merge or park or even be on the highway. 5, 10, 20 years later, we can get from point A to point B and not remember anything. That's attention operating without conscious, mindful awareness. And it's a good thing that we can do this, right? This habituation, this learning enables us to function in life. important. And there's also incredible value in noticing where our attention is naturally, and I'm using air quotes here, naturally drawn, because it's not always as simple of a habituation process as driving or writing or typing or even walking. It can be about what we've been conditioned to filter out or to pick up and chew on and keep up with in ways that can be incredibly helpful and often incredibly not helpful. So to notice, this is a profound kind of daily life practice, is to notice where your attention is drawn. The capacity of noticing is the lens of mindful awareness. And that, because we can notice our attention shifting from person to ceiling tile, from blinker to car, it's separate. Awareness and attention are separate faculties of mind. And if we notice, if one notices where the attention is drawn, we start to get a sense of what the greatest hits in our own mind are, what is on heavy rotation. And to begin to notice whether or not it's helpful or what gets left out. I'm sure many of us, many of you have had the experience I have where I might be walking along lost in thought and not notice the smile of a friend or a neighbor, not even notice the person, or not notice the surroundings. It's a completely different world when attention begins to shift to present moment experience. It can be quite liberating. And then we can start to notice, what am I attending to that leads to more tension? And what am I attending to that leads to more ease, a sense of freedom? And that's power right there. That's a little slice of freedom in that moment. I'll close with some words of the Buddha. I'm going to paraphrasing here because I didn't take the time to look up the discourse, but he basically said something to the effect of whatever a bhikkhu, a monk or a practitioner, whatever a bhikkhu attends to, ponders upon, thinks about, dwells on, that becomes the inclination of their mind. So the power of noticing whatever you ponder, dwell upon, think about, attend to, begins to shift your own capacity, my own capacity, for how the mind inclines in the future. Does it incline towards tension or relaxation? Towards creating more suffering or creating more peace? Attention gives us the choice. Thank you for your kind attention. And before we close, I have, I guess, two announcements. One is for those of you who haven't been around or maybe missed it, I'll be teaching the third part of a three-part series on the roots of well-being. It's Wednesday night at 6 p.m. The other two either are or will be up on Dharma Seed. You can listen to them. It's lightly guided meditation, short Dharma talk, and more of a discussion format, very relational. And the other announcement is that we are in the final weeks of our annual fund drive here at Insight Santa Cruz. And we're about three quarters of the way to our goal. And if you feel inspired and have the means to contribute to push us up to our goal, that's fantastic. And if you don't, know that you are warmly welcome in whatever capacity you give, even if it's giving of attention only here. Your practice is the greatest gift to us and to the world that you come from. Are there any other Sangha announcements? That case. May the benefits of our practice here together ripple outwards through our own hearts and minds and lives, to all of the lives we touch and all of the lives they touch, and so on, rippling outwards and outwards. May all beings everywhere experience safety, joy, ease, freedom, and peace.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.